The first thing we have is the intro. I'm starting with my third finger on the fourth string, second fret. I'll hit it and slide it up to the seventh fret. Keep it down. I need for you to bar the first three strings, fifth fret with finger one, and add your fourth finger to the first string, seventh fret. We'll hit it, take it off, then play the first string, fifth fret, second string, fifth fret, add the fourth finger back on, play it, and then take it off. Then we'll slide the shape up to the 10th and 12th frets. So finger one is now barring the first three strings, 10th fret. Finger three, you're on the fourth string, 12th. And we'll add our fourth finger to the first string, 12th. We'll play it, take it off, give me the first string, 10th, second string, 10th, add the fourth finger back on, play it, take it off, and then give me that first string, 10th. Then we'll slide this shape up again, this time to the 13th and 15th frets. So finger one is barring the first three strings, 13th fret. Finger three is on the fourth string, 15th fret. We will add the fourth finger to the first string, 15th fret. We'll play it, take it off so that I can hear that first string, 13th, then second string, 13th. Add the fourth finger back on, 15th fret, take it off. And then we have this. Now that's the first string, 12th. And then we'll have this. Now to do this, I have my third finger on the first string, 10th. I'm going to hit it and pull it off to the second finger waiting on the 9th fret. Then I'll pull it off waiting to the first finger on the 8th. And then I'll slide that down to the 9th. That puts me on a B, which matches up with the E chord. Now that is what the lead guitar does during this intro. Let's also take a look at the chord progression.